Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Welcome, everybody. So, have you ever had a brilliant idea, a dream, an inspiration, something that got you all tingly and made your heart pound with excitement? And then that little voice inside your head that says, who do you think you are to dream this, to aspire to this? You can't do that. That kind of stuff is for other people, not for you. Well, you know what? Today's the day to tell that little voice to go away, using as many colorful expletives as you would like. But today is the day to tell it to go away, to tell it that you have no power over me and that I believe in myself. So today we're on the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host Danielle, and your fellow explorer. We are exploring believe in yourself, even if you think you shouldn't. Because, spoiler alert, you should. You know, I will quote Doctor Who, because I'm a nerd. If this is your first time hearing any of my shows before, let me tell you, I'm a big ol' nerd. So let me quote Doctor Who. When it was a Christmas episode, and it was the bad guy, who really wasn't a bad guy because it's a Christmas episode. Anyways, the doctor was like, hey, who is that person? And the guy's like, oh, it's no one important. And Doctor Who goes, fascinating. I've never met anyone who wasn't important. And that, my friends, is you. We are all important. So believe in yourself. Always believe in yourself. So that's the spoiler. But today, so we're not just going to talk about the psychology of it. We're going to talk about the energy of it. We're going to give tips and tools. I don't know who we, the royal we are, but we, me and all my personalities. We're going to explore what it means to truly believe in yourself. And very pragmatic, practical tools to reclaim you. Reclaim the energy of you. Okay? Because here's the thing. Belief, as much as we would love, belief is not something you just find. It's not like you were vacuuming and you found it behind the couch. Belief is something you cultivate. And in this day and age, there's a lot of ugly voices in our head, you know. And the other key to this, you have to be an active participant in your own self-belief. Let me say that again. You have to be an active participant in your own self-belief. Because so many of us try to find our belief in ourselves through other people. If you can see it, if you can get them to see you, then of course it's true. But that's just still more doubt. Because what if your relationship with that person changes? Okay, then you start to doubt again. But when you are an active participant in your own self-belief, you are with you all the time. Have you ever noticed that? Not just your body is with you, but you're with you, like, all the time. And so in that, when you have that active self-belief, and it can waver, here's the thing. This isn't one of the tips I had planned, but here you go. Allow that belief to ebb and flow. Meaning, even if you have days of wanting to go back to bed, massive self-doubt, fears, shit happening, doesn't change that you can still have self-belief. You know, I read something somewhere, I don't know who I'm paraphrasing, because I read shit all the time, but it's like, just because a wave came, it just means it's the next wave, not that it's the end, okay? because this reality we're in, it comes up, it goes down. It comes up, it goes down. It's like, I had a fantastic weekend. Other somebody, I had a crappy weekend. But if you're an active participant in your own self-belief, it can waver. It can ebb. It can flow, but it's always there to fall back on, to go back to the core of you. So even if you have a rough day and you doubt in yourself, when you're the active participant and find that self-belief within you, you can go, oh, that core is in there. Let me find it. It's in here. I know I had it yesterday. You know, so, but you can actually look for it and find it when it's within yourself. So that's what all these tips are for, is not find it through somebody else, but find it within yourself so you always have it. And to allow yourself to know that it can ebb and flow. But that doesn't mean it's gone. It just means you're in the ebb and flow of life. Okay. So those are the tips we're going to explore today on how to have that self-belief in yourself. And self-belief, you know, people are going to ask me, well, what's self-belief? How do you define self-belief? And self-belief is that knowledge that at the core, or even not at the core, but just you're a good person. And it's funny, I have a lot of clients and they're like, I have this one client, we've been working together for years, and he's like, he would say something, and the common joke is, you will never convince me you're an asshole. And he's like, but look at this stuff I've done. I'm like, well, yeah, you've done asshole things, but at your core, you're not an asshole. Otherwise, you would have never felt bad about doing that and learned from it. So a self-belief is the knowledge that you have the power and potency. You are the eye of your own storm. You are, I don't even like to say self-contained, but you have, most of us have an untapped well of strength and power and potency, ability, kindness, caring, awareness. This is our self-belief, is really that we're trying hard every day. That to make ourselves better, to make the world a better place, and that we have the ability to do it. So if I can ramble or summarize all the rambling I just did, self-belief is every day we are attempting to make ourselves greater, the world greater, and knowing that somewhere we have the capacity to make those choices and change. We have the ability to make those choices, to make the changes. And that is the self-belief we're going for today. That we are making ourselves better every day, and we're making the world better every day just by being in it. Okay. And let me say again, it's not about pretending that you're perfect. Show me perfect. I don't know where it is. I've never seen perfect, right? In The Good Place, they joke of like, you could be more than 100, like 104% perfect, and that's how you got Beyonce. I don't, it's funny, but I don't know anybody who's perfect. I know no one is perfect. So it's not about being perfect. We're going to have bad days. We're going to have asshole days. And it's also not about that we're not going to have fears. Because I love that. I have so many people who are like, well, yesterday I felt really good, but today I'm doubting. I'm like, cool, we have tools. We have questions. We have the ability to make a different choice. So it's about not letting that fear drown you. Okay, and we're going to get into that a lot. But it's about acknowledging the fear and choosing to move forward anyway. Okay. Self-belief is not a state you attain. It's a constant choice every day. Ooh, that's good. I wonder if I could say it again. Self-belief is not a state you attain. It's a choice you make every day. And so today I'm going to give you a bunch of tips. I don't even know how many they are. They just kept going. And I highlighted some because I like some better than the other. So I have no idea how many tips I'm going to give you, but stick around. We'll find out. Okay. And I'd like to invite you to check out Body Bit Chat before we get too far into this. I have something called Body Bit Chat, and it's a tidbit of information daily from your body in email form. And so it's free. go to my website, danielle.com/bodybitchchat, or it's up on the top, the menu on the top right, and check it out. It's a lot of fun. You can also, while there, check out if you want to do a private session. If it's time for you and I to have a private chat, please do explore that. All right. And that's danielle.com, two N's, two L's. All right. So, drink for me. Sorry, just flavored water for those of you. I know sometimes when I say, oh, I would need a drink, people think I mean alcohol, and yet I've created a body that doesn't like alcohol, which, trust me, some days I wish it did. You know, talk about self-belief. All right, so tip number one, and we've already kind of talked about this, is acknowledge and release the doubt, okay? Because what I see so many people do, including myself, I've been there. Because remember, a lot of the stuff I figure out because I've been there. I did not enter upon this earth the crazy woman you see in front of you or hear in your head. Or maybe I did. Maybe I am the crazy woman. But a lot of the stuff I've used over the years, okay? I have used this stuff to get me out of some pretty hairy situations. So the first one is acknowledge and release the doubt. Okay. We're always on a path, an exploration of wonder, but we're always on an exploration of our life. Okay. So the first step is to recognize the feeling of doubt is just an emotion, not a fact. Let me say that again. The feeling of a doubt is just an emotion, not a fact. I'm going to say it a third time. The feeling of doubt is an emotion, not a fact. What I see a lot of people do with this doubt is they try so much to make it real. And they try so much to ignore it. Have you guys ever had a kid, babysat a kid, or had a kid in the house, or an animal, cat or dog, who wants your attention? How effective is ignoring that child or animal who wants your attention? Does ignoring it work? No. Does it just the children and the animals get louder to get your attention? Yeah. It just gets louder and louder and louder and louder until you turn around and go, oh my gosh, what do you want? Right? Well, ignoring doubt is very similar to that. Because if you can just be like, oh, that's not true, great. But most people try to make it not true by just ignoring it. Oh, it's not real. And then they try to throw it out into the universe. But then what happens is it sits there and festers and grows. It's like you have a sliver and you are letting it stay as an infection. And then all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, it was just a sliver and now my finger's falling off. That's what happens when you ignore doubt. Sorry for the visuals. But that's what happens when you ignore doubt. So it's not about ignoring it. And it's not about acknowledging it because it's true. It's just about going, oh, I'm doubting right now. How can I shift and change this? Is this true? You know, it's like, this isn't my truth. I may experience doubt, but that does not mean I am doubt. Because I'll say it for a fourth time. It's recognizing the feeling of doubt is just an emotion, not a fact. So you're going like, okay, cool. I'm doubting right now. Moving on. Like I said, there's so many tools out there to shift and change the energy. I've been studying a lot of somatic about having your body help you move the energy because I've been doing it anyways. I might as well get the training. You could sage it. You could dance it. You could swear it out. I should create a whole new thing about like swearing. Swearing to change the energy. I would buy that book. All right, I'm writing that book. Write it down. I'm writing that book about swearing to change the energy. All right. but by acknowledging it and not ignoring it, here's the important part. You remove its power over you. You take out that splinter and then it heals and then it grow and you grow, right? Instead of festering. So when you acknowledge it and release it, you're going, oh, I'm doubting. Okay, that's just this 10 seconds. It's not my truth. And then you get to move on. Okay. So that is just tip number one. It's a big one, but it's the first one. We are going to go to our commercial break. I have lots more tips in store, so please do stick around. And if you have any show suggestions, that's an interesting tongue twister for me today. If you have any topics, we'll just change the word. If you have any topics for shows that you would like to see, please drop me a line at hello@donyell.com. Because if you want to explore it, I want to explore it. And if we want to explore it, I trust me, everybody else does too. So if there is something you would like to explore, please let me know. No topic is off out of bounds. So please do drop me a line, hello@donyell.com. All right, my friends, you are listening or watching to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Donyell Carter, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Donyell Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Donyell shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Donyell. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@donyell.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder. Thank you for pushing play today on the video or the audio. And exploring this amazing concept today of believe in yourself, even if you think you shouldn't. No one really is inherently evil. I actually had this conversation with a client the other day. I'm like, nobody, you're not inherently evil. Because I'll say again, whether you think you're asshole or evil or anything, if you really were, you wouldn't be worried about it. So the fact that you sometimes are worried about it tells me you're not. Okay, so should you believe in yourself? Yes. And I know some of you, I can hear your heads of like, but Donyell, you don't know me. I should doubt myself. I should not believe in myself. You should. You should. I've honestly never met anyone who shouldn't believe in themselves. I know, and then I heard some people go, well, you shouldn't should all over yourselves. Well, do this one. You should believe in yourself, okay? Everybody is worthy of belief, especially self-belief. So that you have that strength, that core of you, so that you know what you bring to the world, because it's a beautiful thing. All right, so today we're sharing tips on ways to practice and reclaim that belief in yourself, even when you think you shouldn't, because you should. Okay, I'm going to say that again, because you should. And one more time, you should. You should believe in yourself. All right. Sorry, I should get that as a ringtone, right? You should believe in yourself. Have a good day. You do believe in yourself. Have a good day. Anyways, welcome to my head. It's a crazy place sometimes. All right, next tip. Shift your attention. What? What do you mean, shift your attention? Am I just distracting myself? No, this isn't distraction, but shift your attention. Because as I've mentioned on the show, and if you've seen the movie The Secret, what you think about, you bring about. You gotta love rhyming because people remember it then. But it is that shift your attention. Instead of focusing on what you lack, focus on what you possess. Because I know one thing for sure. If you focus on what you don't have, it fills your universe of what you don't have. And it festers and that doubt creeps in and it becomes the most huge thing in your universe. So when you're constantly focusing on, I don't have money, and I'm not saying if you don't have money, ignore it. Oh, it's just gonna, it'll be fine. No. Take actions, take steps, but don't make it. What I'm saying is, like, acknowledge it. Acknowledge what's going on. Take the actions, but don't obsess over it. Because in all of these things, we're looking at shifting the energy. Because like I said, it's not only the psychological, it's also the energetic. It's always about the energy. So you'll know when you're obsessing about it because it's all you can think about. And it becomes this, what I call looping energy. It's like you wake up in the middle of the night to pee and you're thinking about no money. You go to the refrigerator, you're thinking about no money. You're talking to a friend, you're thinking about having no money. That when you're looping, that's when you're focusing on that and it becomes everything. And then you're giving that instruction to the universe of that's the most important thing in your life. Isn't that exciting? So when you're like, okay, yes, I realize, I acknowledge I have no money, or I realize and acknowledge that this relationship isn't working for me, or I realize and acknowledge that my way of eating isn't working, whatever it is. But then it's like, okay, acknowledge that's what it is. Then what steps can I take? What actions? And then focus on the next steps instead of the lack. And so when you focus on what you lack, you get more of that. So you want to focus on the possessions. And this is not possessions like, I have all of this, but it's one of the ways to shift that energy. Because as much as we think we lack something, relationship, body, money, we have so much. We have so much. And so when you turn your focus away from, I lack all this, you actually begin to be able to create more, have more, be more, okay? So if you're finding that looping energy, shift it, move on. And then on that note, in the same vein, next tip, and there's a lot of caveats to this, so I'm going to explain it. Visualize your success. But here's the thing. If I haven't mentioned energy yet, it's just a joke. I know I have. It's all about the energy, okay? Because I see a lot of people. I actually teach classes on this, so check it out on my website if you like. Like the last one is Crafting Affirmations That Works, because I actually don't like affirmations. So I taught a class about how to actually be congruent with what you're saying. Because in this Visualize Your Success, what I see a lot of people do is they visualize their success, but then the energy is a hope. The energy is a fantasy. The energy is a, oh, that would be nice. It's such a dream. And they put it away from them and they put it as a non-reality. So they're visualizing their success, but they've actually shoved that away from them because energetically they can't imagine it. And so when I'm talking about visualizing your success, when you're doing it, whether it's during a meditation or you sit down, you know, whatever it is, use your favorite tool. One of mine is Turning the Molecules. Again, it's all on my website. I don't think I've done a, have I done a podcast on Turning the Molecules yet? If I haven't, I will. But one of my favorite tools is Turning the Molecules. No, I have not. All right, I will do a podcast on Turning the Molecules so you guys know what I'm talking about when I talk about Turning the Molecules. It's playing with the quantum physics. Yay. So here's the thing. So when you go to visualize the success, you're sitting there. If you feel any tightness, turn the molecules, put space back into it, sage it, whatever it is, talk to your guides. Shift that solidity, because what you want to do when you're actually visualizing the success is keep shifting those negative stuck blocks of energy until that success that you're perceiving, you can feel it. Meaning your body tingles. Well, my body tingles, however it is for you. Your body tingles, your universe expands, it becomes a palpable, real energy. And then in that way, you actually embrace that energy of that future success instead of making it a fantasy non-reality that you're pushing away. I like to say, if you feel it, you'll create it. So get those bodies involved, right? I love having bodies involved, so get those bodies involved. Again, if you feel it, you'll create it. So when you visualize your success, it's not just like the fantasy, oh, that would be so nice. But because when you're doing it from that fantasy realm, that's when that self-doubt creeps in again. It's that voice that I talked about at the beginning of, who do you think you are? That's not possible for you. That's when that stuff can take hold because it becomes so much more loud than that future you're creating. So when you do visualize success like I'm describing, it becomes palpable, it becomes real, and it becomes the next step. Yes, success then becomes the next step. Okay, so if you feel it, you'll create it. And you're sending a clear signal to you and the universe what you're calling in. Okay, it's a lot of fun. I've actually had a few people ask me to do like, because I do these guided, the turning the molecules is a guided meditation. So I've had a few people ask me to do kind of a guided meditation on that. If that is interest of you, of like visualizing your success, let me know. Hello@dunyell.com, and I will arrange it because I love playing with you guys on exploring all of this stuff. All right. Well, next tip, embrace failure as information. Now, it's not embrace failure and like, hello, my failure, I love you, I'm going to polish you and put you in a box and embrace you into my universe. Embrace is just a word of like, hey, know it happened, right? Because, and I love that. I do love the metaphysical thing of like, there's never such thing as failure, it's just a lesson learned. So it's a variation of that, of like, embrace failure as information. Because sometimes, yeah, it's a lesson learned, but sometimes it's just the information you need. Like one of my favorite quotes is for Thomas Edison, and he made like on his 1,000th try to make a light bulb, he succeeded. And so people would go, oh, like, well, look, you succeeded once, you failed 999 times. He's like, no, I discovered 999 different ways to not make a light bulb, right? So embrace failure as the information. So failure isn't a sign that you're not good enough. It's just information. It's just a data point. It's just like, oh, yeah, okay, I learned that way. Oh, when I said this to my boss this way, that didn't go well. Okay, that's good information. Don't say it that way. When I invested my money over here, that didn't work well, didn't give me the results. Okay, so don't trust that person with my money, or whatever it is. So it's not about going, oh my gosh, I'm such a failure, I shouldn't even be around people, right? Because then that's when that doubt and self-belief goes out the window. It's just information. It's like, oh, okay. And it's also a combo of trust in the universe. When you're co-creating with the universe and something turns out differently, well, what information is there that the universe is giving you and that your universe is giving you as well? Okay. So failure is not a sign that you're not good enough. It's just information. All right. So we're going to go on to our next commercial break. And I would love to invite you and have a request for assistance of if you're enjoying the show, if you're enjoying topics like this, if you've listened to any of my shows and you're like, hey, this is kind of fun information. please consider going to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes and looking up The Exploration of Wonder with Danielle Carter and review it, share it, and maybe even giving it like 5 stars. That would be fantastic. And really, it's just so the algorithms know, hey, this content should be heard by other people as well. So it's a little step, that like button, that rating, but it's an amazing, amazing contribution for growing shows like mine to be able to reach people who are requiring this information. Because do you know anybody else who needs a little shot of strengthening self-belief? I guarantee you can list 5 people that fast. Because sadly, this world is a place that likes to feed the doubt instead of feed the self-belief. But then there's people like me and all the other people on Inspired Choices Network who are every day looking and going and trying to make the world a better place and inviting you to more of you. And it not just on Inspired Choices Network, but everywhere in the world, right? It's that we are standing up as a unity more and more going, you know what, unconsciousness and anti-consciousness, we won't take this anymore. We will believe in ourselves and we will help others believe in themselves also. So all that to say, please rate and review The Exploration of Wonder with Danielle Carter. Like I said, welcome to my head. It's a scary place, but pull up a chaise lounge and we'll have a good time. All right, my friends, you are listening or watching The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And when I mean fellow explorer, I mean fellow explorer. I explore this stuff every day. I use these tools every day. Because do I ever doubt? Yeah. I'm in this world. I'm in this reality. Shit gets weird sometimes, man. So, yeah, it is that moment to use these tools, to believe in yourself, to have that ability to know you got this. And so today I'm sharing a bunch of tips, practical, you can use right now or anytime, make a list of them so that you know you got this. Because you know what? You do. Speaking of lists, one of the things I would love and invite you to do is to create a I'm amazing file. Okay, this is a tip, by the way. Create an I'm amazing file. Put it on your phone, right? I have so many notes on my phone, but put it on your phone. And start filling it with things that you're amazing about. You know, accomplishments. things about yourself that other people have paid a compliment to. You know, I was doing several weeks ago, I was doing this, what I was calling a gratitude list, similar thing. And my guides were really like, you need to say at least one thing that you're grateful about yourself. And I'm like, what am I grateful for me for? And what came to my head was an acknowledgement from that somebody gave me years ago of like, you have a really good ability to explain complicated things in a pragmatic, simpler way that people get it. I'm like, okay, cool. So put that, you know, if you have something like that, put that on that, your I'm amazing file, okay? So just why this is, it's not to create you as superior or separate or like you're not going to get out and go, here's my I'm amazing file. Look, I have more I'm amazing list than you do. It's none of that. What you're just really doing is when you're feeling down, you open up the file and you remind yourself of how truly awesome you are. Because guess what? You are awesome. Okay. So create an I'm amazing file so that you have that core of who you really are. So you can remind yourself. Because that's what some of that doubt that comes in, that when we're not believing in ourselves, is we've kind of forgotten that. We lose it, so we need to remind ourselves. And in that, another thing, celebrate small wins, okay? A lot of people don't do this enough. A lot of people don't acknowledge themselves enough. And so when you're able to celebrate these quote-unquote small wins, and I hate saying small wins because I don't think there's large wins or small wins. I think they're all wins. You know, it's like sometimes you got out of bed. That is monumental. It's not a small win. It's huge, right? So it's like celebrate your wins. It doesn't make you superior. There's a different energy. If you're trying to be superior or being like, I'm better than you, that's a whole different energy. And trust me, the universe will smack you down. But when you can celebrate your wins and you're like, look at all I accomplished, look what I did, then you know you're capable of more tomorrow. So when you acknowledge every single win, you stop believing your piece and pile of poo. You're like, oh, look what I did. Look what I accomplished. Oh, my gosh. Like the number of times I've told clients, they're like, I just can't seem to finish this project. I'm like, cool, move to a different project. And they're like, no, I'm supposed to finish this. I said, I get that, but you need to move to a different project so you can get that energy flowing again and clear whatever blockage that is. Because this reality says, put your nose to the ground and just keep going. Sometimes you need to shift the energy, right? So celebrate your small win to keep that energy flowing. And this is one that's very important, my friends. Be kind to yourself. Okay? Be kind to yourself. There's no such thing as perfect. And so it's one of the most detrimental things we ever do to ourselves, trying to create ourselves as perfect. It's a lie. There is no perfect. We're all unique. And so if we're all unique, you are perfectly you, but you can't be some idealized version of perfect. So be kind to yourself. Okay. And you're not going to get it 1,000% right each time, but that's okay. Like in these other tips, you're learning, you're growing, you're getting information. And, you know, and I have a whiteboard over here, and I don't even know where I got this quote the other day, but I put it on there because I needed to hear it. It was like, progress, not perfectionism, is the target. Because how many times do we get ourselves or self-doubt because we don't think whatever we're creating, whether it be ourselves, a project, or an idea, is perfect enough? Well, nothing's ever going to be perfect, right? It's like the number of books I've left half written because I'm like, but it's not quite right. Just get the frickin' thing written and then go from there. Make a new version, make a sequel, whatever it is. So it's like, I'll say this again, is progress, not perfectionism, is the target, whether you're creating yourself or creating a project. So be nice to yourself, okay? You're on exploration. You're revealing new information all the time. Here's another one. Focus on the now. Focus on the now. Focus on the now. How many of us get lost in the future? The future calamity that we know is just around the corner. Oh my gosh. Right? So I have a client who's making a lot of changes, business, professionally, financially, emotionally, relationship-wise, so much stuff. And so she'll freak out and she'll text me and she'll be like, oh my gosh, if this happens, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, but what have you done today? Well, I did this. I created this. I'm like, okay, cool. Remember that celebrate your wins tip? See, this all kind of stuff works together. And I'm like, okay, focus on the now. That calamity, if you keep focusing on it, remember like what you think about, you bring about. So the more you focusing on that, you're deleting and diminishing what you're creating today. So if you focus on the now, what's interesting is you still get an awareness of the future, but then you get awareness of all the future possibilities. And this is something people often miss because they're like, hey, well, I'm going to focus on this because I fear it coming true. But the more you focus on it, the more it will come true. So when you get back present with yourself, be like, hello. Like for me, one of my favorite ways is just, I'll put my hand on my chest and just be like, be with my body, feel my body, feel the energy moving in my body, the blood flowing, me, the infinite being connecting and moving with my body. And it really grounds me, gets me set. I call it uber present. And then I can perceive all the different possible futures. Because when we only focus on that future calamity and that doubt, right, of like, oh my gosh, I'm such a failure. See, I shouldn't believe in myself. We can't see other possible futures that would be amazing. And so you need to be able to be present in the now so that you can see all the different possible futures and know which steps or which actions to take. And on that, what was the one I wanted to, one more is trust in the timing of your life. Because we're talking about the futures, right? Trust in the timing of your life. I'll be honest, this one tends to annoy me a lot. I'm not a control freak. Are you? No, I'm sure it's just me. But trust in the timing of your life, right? We try to control those futures. Like I was talking to a friend today and I'm like, oh no, I'm very excited that this future is going to occur, but I want it now. I'm like, wow, I'm doing the show. But it's like the universe has pieces to move around and we have pieces to move around. So just because what we're trying to create doesn't manifest, doesn't show up tomorrow, doesn't mean you failed. Doesn't mean you shouldn't keep that self-confidence, that belief in yourself that you're creating that future. Okay. The universe has a rhythm and a flow. We're in that rhythm and the flow. And the more we trust that and the more we're present in the now, the more we can see, perceive that flow, the future, that path that we're actually on, so that we're not thinking we're failing now, but that we're like, okay, this was the next step. Okay, this is the next action. Okay, that future's getting closer and that kind of stuff. You see how these all work together? Yay! It's like consciousness has a plan, because it does, okay? So it's that self-belief is the trust that your path is unfolding. And I don't like to say as it should, because I actually do believe that there have been different futures, and then it's like somebody made a choice, changed that future. I've seen people almost got hit by cars, and I saw the future of them getting hit by a car, and then we shifted and changed it, and they didn't. I do believe that our future is unwritten, as Natasha Bedingfield sings about, that we can shift and change it, but it also starts with that belief in yourself and working with the universe. All right, my friends, we're going to take our next break. Our last break. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. Time is not real. And yet, oh, my gosh, we're almost out of time. All right, my friends, today we're going through tips for believing in yourself when you think you shouldn't, because you should believe in yourself because you're awesome. And I guarantee You've accomplished and created a lot more in your life than you've ever thought possible, but you have to acknowledge it. All right. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and we are on The Exploration of Wonder, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder, my dear friends. Today we're exploring believe in yourself, how to believe in yourself even when you think you shouldn't. And I'm listing a bunch of tips and tricks of how to actually cultivate that, how to tell that interior Karen voice that says, you can't do that, or who do you think you are, to just shut up, Karen, I'm creating it. And if you're named Karen, I am so sorry that that's become synonymous with annoying people. I know you're not annoying. I'm sorry. So moving on. So bring in the body. Next tip, bring in the body, right? Listen to your gut feelings, emotional and physical. Okay. Pay attention to the subtle physical sensations you feel in your body. Your body, we have created our bodies to give us information. Information about the universe, information about ourselves, information about other people. Oh my gosh, I've done shows on it. I've done classes on it. I don't have enough time to talk about all the amazing things that bodies are there for. But so if you're making a choice and you feel nauseous, pay attention to what information your body is giving you. Are you making a choice and all of a sudden your universe feels lighter? Listen to that energy, subtle signs as well, okay? So listen to your gut feelings, physical and energetic. Next one, this is a big one. Let go of comparison, okay? What I mean by this is when we are self-doubting, when we are not believing in ourselves, we tend to look to other people of like, well, how are they doing it? Well, maybe if I do the meditation like them, or maybe if I dress like them, don't try to be them. All of this self-belief is about finding you. So let go of comparison, because your journey is unique. Their journey is unique. So you can't compare. You are literally uncomparable because you are so brilliantly unique. And then this next one is a favorite of mine, and it's not just for women. There's a joke in there, I'll tell you in a minute, but give yourself permission to change your mind, you know, and that I'm talking about that old joke about changing your mind, a woman's prerogative. Well, you know what? It is for men too. Give yourself permission to change your mind. It's amazing. People I have seen who it's like, you know what? I had to do this differently because I did it wrong at first. Or did you, just like Edison, learn a way to not do that, and so you change your mind of how to do it? Or, you know, and like I tell people when they go on dates or sign up a contract or anything, I'm like, you can change your mind until you sign. You can change your mind until you go. And even if you're going, you can still leave the date. It's like, give yourself permission to change your mind, because you make one choice does not mean you're on that path forever and ever. Amen. Change your mind. Changing your mind is not a failure. That's what amazes me, is the number of people I've worked with and they're like, well, I had to change my mind, and they think it's a failure. You're like, no, you got new information. You got a different direction. You got what you required, and so you're doing it a different way. Changing your mind is not a failure. It's a strength. Being able to, so give yourself permission to change your mind. And then the last one that I really want to, I'll make it another one, we'll see, but when you're in self-doubt, one of the best things to help you get back to that self-belief is look at your whys, look at your core values, okay? I have a client who was trying to create a business only for money, and guess what? It's not working. It's just not working. And so I asked her, I'm like, well, why are you creating the business? I need money. I'm like, okay, but why are you creating this specific business? There's so many different ways out there to get money. Why are you creating this business? And then she's like, oh, well, I love helping people and I love feeding people and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, okay, now look at the energy of your business again. And she's like, oh, it's different. I'm like, yeah. So why? What is your why? With hers, it was the why of your business. But what's the why of your life? What's the why of the relationship? What's the why of that choice? You know, it's like, what is your core value on this? Again, you can do asshole things. I will never believe you're an asshole. What are your core values? What is your why? It's amazing how we forget this because we get caught up in the details. Then we think we're failing because we can't remember that why. When we can refocus on our why, it's amazing what universal energies we invite back into our lives. And that success then is right around the corner, whatever it is, whether it's business, relationship, bodies, change, you name it. When we remember and recall and let that why infuse our universe once more, we invite in so much energy. All right. And I wanna read this quick speech. I'll try not to cry because I do often when reading it. I don't know if you guys ever watched the show Ted Lasso. I love it. If you haven't seen it, find it, watch it. It is so uplifting. It's really amazing. But so he's an American who goes to Europe to coach British football, which is soccer for Americans. So anyways, and so after a really bad loss, he was, and they have this sign that says believe up there, and the sign fell down and the people were like, oh my gosh, blah. And so he gives this speech about belief. He says, belief doesn't just happen because you have something hang up on a wall, like the sign. He goes, it comes from in here, your heart. It comes from up here, your head, and down here in your solar plexus. He said, only problem is we get so much junk floating through us. A lot of times we end up getting in our own way. Crap like envy or fear or shame. And I don't want to mess around with that shit anymore. Do you? No. Do you? No. You know what I want? I want to mess around with the belief that I matter. You know, regardless of what I do or don't achieve. Or the belief that we all deserve to be loved. Whether you've been hurt or maybe we've hurt somebody else. Or what about the belief of hope? That's what I want to mess around with. Believing that things can get better, that I can get better, that we all can get better. To believe in yourself, to believe in one another, that's the fundamental to being alive. And if you can do that, if each one of you can truly do that, nobody can rip that apart. If you haven't seen the show, highly recommend it. So please believe in yourself. Listen to the words of Ted Lasso. If you don't listen to me, listen to Ted Lasso. And next week should be an amazing show as well. It is on healthy boundaries versus unhealthy, so you do not want to miss that one. But my friends, please believe in yourself. You're amazing. You are here. You have a purpose. You are a gift just walking around. All right, so please, 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 please believe in yourself. Use these tools, use these trips, and know how amazing you are at your core. All right, my friends, have a fun, flowing, magical week, and be back next week because I will be. I'll talk to you then. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.